Hey guys, it's Susan. So Chris and I have a lot going on that we really want to let you guys know about. So we have the website, which is figuresandflippys.wordpress.com, and we have some stuff on there that we think is fun that we would love for you guys to check out. And we have a set schedule, and we just want to make sure you guys are aware of it. So on every Monday on our blog, we are going to post Meet and Greet Mondays. And this is just wrestlers from any promotion that we want to meet. And this can be, even if it's people we've met, we just want to talk about this. On Wednesdays, we are going to post on the blog. It is Tree of Woe. And these are the toys that are the Holy Grail toys that we really want. So these are the toys that we just think would be amazing to have. And both Chris and I will both post a separate toy. On Friday, we will have Figure Fest Friday. And this one is just conventions and toy stores that Chris and I have been to, that we've heard of, that we just think would be really fun to go to. Just things that we think that you guys should really check out. And then on Saturday, we have our Scorpion Death photo drop. And this is just pictures of wrestlers that we have gotten to meet, and we're just going to share our experience with you guys as to how that went. Hi guys, let's talk about WWE's Raw episode from November 28th.
From Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes. So we started tonight with Becky Lynch. She went out, she talked with fans, she talked about how she was back, she was kicking butt and all of that. Bailey comes out. She starts talking trash, doing Bailey things. Dakota Kai and Io Sky, they come out to where Becky is because Becky's with the fans just having fun. All three of them then chase Becky to where the merch was, and then just full chaos ensues.
So we're definitely heading towards a Becky and Bailey feud. Which is fine. That gets Bailey away from Bianca for a little bit. Because I think I know where Bianca's going next, and we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. So next we have Rhea Ripley with Dominic Mysterio versus Mia Yim. And I love Rhea and Dominic together. I just think they are so awesome together. And of course, during this match with Rhea and Mia Yim, Dominic interferes, and yeah, and then like everybody comes out. Then AJ Styles comes out, and then Finn and Damian Priest come out. Then Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, and by the end of this, there was no definitive end to the match, right?
Between Mia Yim and the match was tossed.
Yes, and it just kind of became a 8-person tag team match between mm-hmm. OC versus Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked this match a lot mm-hmm. because it had a lot of Mia and Rhea Ripley got to like do wrestling moves to men, and I liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love the intergender wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could see more of it, but. So I loved whenever I saw that.
Yeah, and eventually, it was a good match, a lot of hot tags and everything, but eventually, Rhea got the win over Mia Yim, but this was after Mia Yim slammed Finn Balor, which looked pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The whole match and everything was pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Rhea's definitely a threat.
Yes.
I see why the OC Judgment Day is why the whole rivalry is still going. But honestly, I wish they would shift Rhea to Bianca.
Yeah.
I think Rhea's ready for that position already.
Bianca has plenty of other stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can find someone else to wreck shop against. It doesn't have to involve a title.
True.
Well, next we had the backstage segment with Street Profits. They are back. But then Alpha Academy interrupts them, and they determine that they're going to have a match tonight.
And Chad Gable revealed this in the most obnoxious way possible, which is why I love Chad Gable.
Yes.
Chad Gable goes all in on the obnoxiousness, and I'm here for it.
Yes, you love him.
I do. I feel like he was underused for so long, and I feel like he's, like, perfect with what he's doing right now. Because he still gets to show off, but he also gets to be an obnoxious goober.
I agree, yes.
He's good at both.
Yes. Well, then we had the Bloodline minus Roman.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how, you know, they're stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Owens is mad.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy and Jay, they hug it out, you know, and then they get Jimmy to hug it out, and then they just switch it over to Solo Sikoa. They're trying to talk him mm-hmm. into hugging it out with him, and then Kevin Owens comes out.
Oh, man, that might be as big a moment as when Jay and Sammy hugged as Solo hugging someone.
Right.
Love Solo Sikoa so much. He's just such a silent badass, and I love it.
Well, Kevin Owens and Sammy, they have quite the storytelling going on right now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens basically was like, I'm not mad at you. I just want nothing to do with you from moving forward. And Sammy mm-hmm. agreed with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some really good storytelling going on about their friendship and where they're at. And the
thing that makes it so different, too, is that they're different from how it would have been, let's say, you know, a year ago. They're treating this like they're real people with real feelings.
Yes. Yes.
And it's super simple.
Yes. Well, and with this, what ends up resulting from this is that there's a match later tonight with mm-hmm. Kevin Owens versus Jey Uso.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the main event for the night.
Yeah. Main event Jey in the main event.
Yes. Well, then we had a Candice LeRae backstage segment.
Mm-hmm.
And she was confused and she just wasn't sure why Damage Control attacked her. And she basically just wanted revenge. And the cool thing to note in this segment was that at one point, Nikki Cross was just like creeping. Like as Candice LeRae's walking by here.
She never made another appearance the rest of the night either. That was the only time we saw her.
Yeah.
And the thing with Candice is time flies so much. I had no idea Candice had been gone for 5 weeks.
No, I didn't either.
Like, I thought maybe it was a couple, but...
Yes.
Then I started thinking back on it, and I was like, no, it really has been about that long.
So I didn't realize it had been that long either.
Yeah. It's good to have Candice back.
Yes. Well, then we have a backstage segment with Matt Riddle and Elias. And they're just talking about teaming together and going for the tag team championship belts. Then the Usos appear and they're like, listen, I'll fight you anytime, anywhere. We don't mm-hmm. care. Which was announced later that they will mm-hmm. be fighting the Usos next week on Raw. So
I mean, I feel like this is really rushed, but maybe that's the point. But, like, I don't know. I just, like, I like teams that are teams to compete, like, for tag titles.
But didn't I just make this comment, like, last week, and you were like, I think that's Matt Riddle's whole thing.
Yeah, but still, like, if you would have told somebody a month ago that Riddle and Elias are challenging the Usos, I mean, I don't know that anybody would have been like, yeah, let's do it.
No. But here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back to Riddle feuding with the Bloodline in some capacity.
Yes.
Which I guess it's kind of hard to avoid when the Bloodline has, you know, half the titles.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, next we had the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy. Mm-hmm. Street Profits win with Montez Ford pinning Chad Gable.
And Montez Ford definitely doesn't look like he missed a step.
No.
And he scoop slam Otis at one point, which he made look really easy.
Yeah, he was just like boot scooting around everywhere. Man.
And the Street Profits went through the crowd, too. There's a lot of fan interaction tonight.
Which there was.
Is really cool. I think they should keep doing that.
Yeah. It makes them more experience. Like, it makes the experience more memorable.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes it feels like, you know, like, you're watching some kind of display that it's like, you can look, but you can't, you know, have too much fun with it. So I like when the crowd gets involved. I understand you have to be careful because there's fans out there that are nuts.
Yes.
But I do love that we're trying this.
Yes. Well, so then we had the new United States champ, Austin Theory, come out to the ring, and he was just talking about how everyone was basically jealous of him and just wanted to be him. And it was just basically a really big narcissistic talk about himself.
And he's calling himself the Now, and I'm pretty sure Corey Graves called him that 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
Over the course of the night. So that's going to be his thing.
Yes. Well, Rollins interrupts. They exchange some words.
We're definitely going to be running this back.
Yeah. Austin Theory was called a kid, which is a big no-no now. Like, Seth Rollins calls him a kid, and it's just the worst thing you can say to Austin Theory right now is to call him a kid.
It's like when you call Marty McFly a chicken. Bad things happen.
But it's...
Noticeably, Bobby Lashley was nowhere to be found during this segment. So I wonder what they're going to do next with Bobby Lashley.
I don't know.
And it's an age-old adage. I would love for him to chase Roman, but I think he's going to end up in the Elimination Chamber. I think he's going to end up in there doing something.
Yeah.
Might be competing for a title shot or something.
You sometimes guess these right, so I'll be surprised if it comes out. I'll be surprised to see if it comes out right.
What, the Bobby Lashley's in the Elimination Chamber?
You usually know, you predict things. Sometimes they're correct.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Bobby Lashley will be in that chamber. Mark my words.
Okay.
He'll be in there.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be in there. And he'll be the last one left, and he'll be put down by Cody Rhodes.
Oh, man.
If Cody doesn't win the Rumble.
Yeah. Well, next we had a backstage segment with Miz. He said that his match with Dexter Lumis just wouldn't be able to happen because he's hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
But then Adam Pearce came out and said, Miz, you're lying. So then, okay, then Miz said he would wrestle then.
Yeah. Adam Pearce was just having none of the Miz's shenanigans tonight.
Yes.
Like, Adam Pearce isn't on camera very much, but Adam Pearce was kind of like the enforcer for this match.
Yes. Well, then we go to the match, Dexter Lumis versus Miz. And it's an anything goes match. And I mean, no disrespect to Miz when I say this. I really like the Miz. But I wasn't really expecting a hardcore anything goes match. It's the Miz, you know what I mean? So, I think this match was okay, but I didn't have high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was okay for the type of match it was with who was in it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I like the Miz, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm dogging on him.
Yeah.
But in it, for an anything goes match is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, Dexter wins.
Dexter wins, and he gets his contract, and he gets his money and his Louis Vuitton bag.
Right.
The bag probably cost whatever amount of money was in the bag.
Yeah.
Well, he starts
handing out money to little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Miz doesn't like this. He comes and he takes the money back from Dexter Lumis, and he grabs money from one of the kids that Dexter Lumis gave money to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gargano comes out because he doesn't like this. And then he gets the money back from the Miz after he, like, I think he kicks him or something. Mm-hmm. And then he gives the money back to the kid that Miz took from.
Yeah.
So win.
Yeah. So now I think we can put this story to bed. Let's see where everybody goes when they go their separate ways.
Yes, exactly. I'm ready for it to kind of be separated.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought it was... I don't know. I'll be glad for the storyline to kind of go away.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really cool at first when it was like Dexter Lumis was actually like stalking the Miz.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I found out that wasn't the... I mean, like, yes, he was still stalking the Miz, but it wasn't what I thought it was. I was like, oh, man, I don't know. This took a turn I didn't like. So I'm pumped for it to go away.
And I've been saying it for a couple podcasts now, let's put Johnny Gargano in the U.S. title picture.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Well, next we had Dakota Kai versus Candice LeRae. Mm-hmm. LeRae attacks Dakota during her entrance, and it kind of sucks because the first, couple minutes of this match were picture in picture, and there's some stuff going down, and then the stuff doesn't go down once it comes back from commercial break.
That happened in the Miz and Dexter Lumis match, too, because the match goes to commercial, and when it comes back, Miz is literally just screwing a vice onto Dexter Lumis's head, and I had so many questions.
Right? And it's just if you're going to do interesting stuff, can you please leave it, to where everybody can see it, or it's not small picture in picture?
Yeah.
But during the time, though, with the commercial, Bayley, Io Sky come out, then others come out. I think Adam Pearce comes out again.
Yeah.
To try to get the girls to go backstage, to just leave the match alone.
Io's wearing, a neck brace.
Yeah. And then we come back from commercial and everybody's gone, and it's just Candice and Dakota Kai in the ring. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Candice gets the win. I actually did think it was going to be Dakota Kai winning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy that Candice won. And it was a really good match, I thought. Mm-hmm. It was
good. They were given plenty of time.
They really were, which was good. Mm-hmm. It really let Candice showcase her skills.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never really thought she got to do much of in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy.
I think that happened more after we stopped watching NXT.
Probably, yeah.
Because when we had watched it, when we left off watching it, I think she had just turned heel with Gargano I think she kicked Ciampa in the dick or something.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Miss you so much, Tommaso Ciampa. Please come back safely.
Well, then we had Bianca, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss backstage. So I really enjoyed this little segment. We had Bianca just talking about her. I felt like she was kind of being like, I did this and I did this and then I did this. Did you kind of feel like she was doing it like that?
Yeah.
And then Asuka did her little promo.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa Bliss was just kind of blankly staring. And then Kathy Kelly, who was talking to them, was like, Alexa Bliss, do you have an opinion? And then she was like,
something's brewing there.
Yeah, I really hope she's going to go back with Bray. If she does go back with Bray, I really hope that it doesn't turn into what she was before.
I just think she should turn on Bianca.
True.
I just keep
hearing people connect those two together, with the moth thing. Whenever she was walking out.
To me, I think it's a fun little callback, but we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go there.
Yeah, I don't want that to go back again. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wouldn't be opposed to seeing how it would be done under a Triple H run.
Mm-hmm. Especially with Bray getting more freedom.
I just don't want it to go back to the way it was. I mean, maybe if she kind of joins him with, the new gimmicky type stuff, and she's not basically Sister Abigail.
Yeah, I hope Bliss isn't Uncle Howdy.
What? What? I predict that to be Bo Dallas.
You think it'll be Bo Dallas?
Yeah, I'm usually wrong as well, but
I think it'll be Bray.
Bray's just doing both? Yeah. Oh, it's like him fighting himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would make sense with the way he talks now.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what I'm predicting. Is this going to be Bray?
Well, then we have the main event. So it's Kevin Owens versus Jey Uso with With Jimmy Uso, Sami Zayn, and Solo Sikoa. This was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
With
the parties involved, I shouldn't expect otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I got this is awesome chant at one point.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I know that I'm totally blanking right now on who even won it.
It was Kevin Owens.
Because I was shocked. Because I was like, I can't believe he won. But yes. Yeah.
Because if you noticed in the match, Solo got involved. Jey got involved. Sami did not.
Oh, I didn't.
Or not Jey. That. Jimmy got involved. Sami did not.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, Sami didn't do anything. He didn't try to break up that last pin. Jimmy jumped up on the apron, Solo pulled Kevin Owens down. Sami didn't do anything that I saw. Unless I missed it. I don't think he did anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So is he as loyal?
I don't know.
My personal thing is I think Sammy is as loyal as he says he is. But we're going to have circumstances that the bloodline's going to turn and then he's going to end up having the fallout from that. I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
And when the bloodline turns on Sammy, there's not going to be a dry eye in the house.
Oh my God, I know.
Not going to be a dry eye anywhere, especially if it's Jay that does it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or should it be Jay or should it be Jimmy? Because him and Jimmy have been boys for much longer.
Or Solo Sikoa.
Oh my God, he has been friends with Solo since day one.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so many possibilities. That's what makes this story so great, is it could go in so many different directions.
Yeah.
With so many twists and turns. Bloodline story with Sami Zayn, best story in wrestling. It is. It's just a fact. It's the best story in wrestling right now. Yes. What MJF is doing is great, but this is better.
Yes.
So that concludes our review of Raw. And we'll be back tomorrow night with the review of NXT.
Yes.
Where they will pick the participants to the Iron Survivor Challenge. Mm-hmm. And I just hope I know who all of them are.
I know. I think we're slowly learning people's names on NXT. We're learning.
Yeah. But they have a pretty fun like Hall of Fame panel for that. Like Molly Holly's in there. Road Dogg, I think, is in there. So that'll be pretty fun. So that will be tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, we'll see you then.
Later.